For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week is Dr. Tom O'Connell, a thoracic surgeon who is now a medical marijuana doctor.
Let's talk about data. The fact is the government touts the fact that we need additional studies and...
Well, see, they've assiduously avoided studying not only cannabis or pot itself, but they've especially avoided any study of users. Users are demonized as deviants, criminals, sickos, people in need of treatment, addicts, whatever you, but not a research subject, not somebody you turn to for information. So here they are busy telling us about people that they have never allowed anyone to study and have made study of almost impossible. That touches on the first absurdity of the war on drugs, and especially the intellectual background for the war on drugs. They're making assertions about a population that, number one, they can't identify. The only way they identify users is through arresting them. And we know that they focus on certain communities and certain age groups to arrest. For example, I can tell you that there are a lot of chronic pot users out there between the ages of 40 and 58 who are rarely arrested. And usually the only time they are arrested is if they're growing or they're medical marijuana patients who have identified themselves to their local police so that they make themselves targets for arrest. But in general, the people are not looking to arrest 40 and 50-year-old pot users. They're looking at high school kids and young, older juveniles and young adults under 25. So they're the bulk of the arrestees in any given year. And yet, we're now arresting 750,000 people every year all over the United States for some marijuana-related offense. It's become the major focus of the drug war to some extent. It's down on marijuana.
And, of course, the government position is that we can't head down that slippery slope. Thus far in the drug war, in particular in the war against marijuana, we've arrested and demonized and ruined the future of only 14 million of our young people. And we've only spent a total of approximately $500 billion thus far. So are you going to tell me that all that money has been spent and all those people arrested in vain? Well, there's no way the government can easily back down from this war. Think of all the face that will be lost. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.